Welcome to Patrick Adams Podcast number 1 for December 1st, 2006, featuring the best in new R&B music not found in the mainstream. Today's guest is Silky James Taylor. Hey James, how are you?
Hey Patrick, fine man, how are you? It's good to be here with you.
Yeah, welcome to the Patrick Adams Podcast. James, let me ask you, how did you get started in show business?
The truth is my family was in show business. My father was a dancer, tap dancer, and my aunt, and my grandmother was a singer and a dancer. And I just grew up into it, and next thing you knew, well, with the gangs and everything that was going on in my day, a lot of us started singing on the corners and in the hallways and in the school bathrooms. And I wound up in a group called the Cruisers.
So James, who are your favorite groups when you were growing up?
Well, at the time, my grandmother, her favorite group was the Ink Spots. And she would take me to the Apollo and let me hear the Ink Spots. And Bill Kenny, oh my gracious, his style, the smoothness. They said he had that silver tone tenor. And Grandma used to say to me, you know, you sing just like that. Well, you know, I had been singing, I guess, well, from about four years old. And I was singing Zippity-Doo-Dah. And they had Brer Rabbit and Uncle Remus.
So it was sort of just in the genes.
It was, yeah. The show business was just in my blood. And I, as a kid, I've been half of the U.S. just as a baby. Because my father, they used to take me to all the gigs. You know, when I was 5, 6, 7, 8, I had been to Canada, Montreal. I had all up and down the U.S.
I noticed that for a while you were the lead singer with the Helen Williams Platters.
Well,
tell me, how did that come about?
The late Evelyn Johnson Whiting, that was my heartthrob. She was my girl. When Tony was getting sick, she used to say, Jimmy, Helen and them could use you. Oh, Jimmy, you could sing those songs. You could get Helen out of a real bad spot, you know, and I used to say, well, me singing with the Platters, oh my gracious. She said, I heard you singing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. And I said, yeah, yeah. I said, but the Platters, oh my God. So one day, we were all over at this record label, her friends, because Evelyn managed 25 bands. She was very active in show business. And so Jack Allen said to me, he says, Jimmy, Evelyn said you could sing Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. I said, yeah, but, you know, y'all keep on talking with them Platters. She said, Jimmy, Evelyn said, sing four bars, sing four bars, four bars. So I started, and next time Jack was on the phone. He called Helen right to her house, and he said to Helen, hey, I want you to hear somebody. And Helen said, really? So he said, sing Smoke to her. And I started over. She said, can you be to my house in the morning?
So tell me, James, what was the high point of being with the Platters?
Oh, well, I always joke. Well, it's not a joke because it's reality. One song took me around the world. One song. And, well, you know, at first they were a little concerned. But, you know, I had heard the Platters when I was growing up. My favorite groups were the Ink Spots, the Platters, the Dominoes, Billy Ward and the Dominoes, and Jimmy Ricks with the, I forgot the name, the Ravens. Jimmy Ricks and the Ravens. They were really, and then you had the other, the Nicholas Brothers, but that was a dancing team. But there was another singing group, and at that time we talked about barbershop harmony. The Mills Brothers, that was the name of the group.
Yeah, they were great. Listen, what advice would you give a young singer trying to come up right now?
Well, that's a $64,000 question.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
Well, the idea is this. If you to be a singer, you must really like to sing. If you do, if you don't like to sing, you shouldn't try it. But if you truly love singing and music is in your heart, then you won't hurt yourself by pursuing something that you do. And especially if you do it naturally and you have a good ear. Because if it's not a natural thing, then staying on key and, you know, and singing a song maybe 1,000 times, because like if you get a hit, you know, you may wind up in your lifetime singing a song maybe 10,000 times. And if you really don't like singing, you'll be so disgusted. Because the things that can happen to you on a day-to-day basis, it happens to people, and then you got to go do a show and you got to sing songs that as you begin to sing them, they break your heart. You know, because a lot of people don't understand, you must sing from your heart.
That's the truth. You have to be an entertainer and sing from the heart. Listen, I've been listening to your great CD. What's your favorite song on this CD?
Oh, my God. Well, it's very difficult because every song that I sing, I love the songs that I sing. So it's extremely difficult for me to say, well, this is my favorite. The best thing I could say is...
Come on. Okay, 2.
Bet You by Golly Wow.
And?
My Prayer.
You got it.
And I got some good new stuff coming.
Okay, give it
I'm working on it.
Give us a hint. Come on, tell us what you're working on.
A couple of tributes to some of my buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Grand Kitchens of the Ink Spots.
Yep.
You know, I got friends that I grew up with. Mm-hmm. My friend Tony Sylvester, yeah. He just passed away the
As
other day.
As a matter
day.
Of fact, we're going to be dedicating a show to Tony, and I'll have you back to share some of your memories with us. To close out this podcast, let's dedicate this next song to the memory of Tony Sylvester of The Main Ingredient. From the Silky James Taylor CD for Lovers Only, this is My Prayer. James, it was a pleasure.
Patrick, I've enjoyed it.
And come back.
Anytime. In the dream that's divine, my prayer is the rapture in with the world far away and your lips close to mine. Tonight, while our hearts are aglow, I'm longing to know. My prayer and the answer you give, may they still be the same for as long as we live, let you always be there at the end of my.
This brings us to the close of the Patrick Adams Podcast number 1. For further information about anything you've heard, come to www.papmus.com. That's Patrick Adams Productions Music.com. This is Patrick Adams. Hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you again next time.